Hello once again from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It is a snowy Sunday here at the North Pole as we look back now on the celebration of Halloween, which was also a snowy day at the North Pole. Here with a recap of the North Pole Halloween party is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, did you win the big costume contest this year?
No, it seems nobody thought the wet rat costume I was wearing was all that inventive, Frank.
Well, you gotta admit, a rat isn't exactly a great costume idea, Crash.
It isn't? Why not? He was nearly 7 feet tall, and he was made of real yak fur, and he had a blinking red nose. I named him Rudolph the Rat. I just didn't expect him to show up all wet.
Tell me you didn't do that, Crash.
What? Why does everyone keep saying that to me?
You might want to ask the real Rudolph about that, Crash. Who did win the big contest, and did you agree with the decision?
Elf Molly the Dolly won the contest, Frank, and, well, I think she should have, too. Her costume was just amazing because of the way she entered the party. Everyone got there, and there appeared to be this little tiny rag doll just sitting there in the corner with the big sign on her that said, "Stand back." Everybody pretty much avoided her because they thought she was going to explode, but instead, this little tiny doll, who was, 8 inches tall maybe, started to dance with some music they put on, and it was really something to see, this little tiny doll just out there dancing around. But as she danced, she got taller right in front of her eyes. It was so amazing. It got to be about 3 feet in height, she did, and we thought this was really something, maybe even a showcase of the Toyvember thing that Santa called last summer, because I heard about a doll that had been invented that, you could actually see grow. But this doll was to about 3 feet tall, and she spun around real fast, and then she exploded, Frank. There was all kinds of smoke and stuff. In the middle of it all was Elf Molly the Dolly, who was in this, in real person, she's really short, but somehow she made herself really tall and really realistic looking as a doll. She was just fantastic, Frank.
So it sounds like the party was a big success, and I have to ask, how was the food fight this year?
Oh, it was epic. I never knew Mrs. Claus had an arm like that. She's just deadly tossing those cupcakes last night, Frank.
Which would explain why everyone is so slow in getting up today. Thanks for that great report, Crash. From the North Pole, where Halloween is now over and all eyes are firmly on the countdown clock to Christmas. For SantaUpdate.com, I'm L. Frank Murr for North Pole Radio News on the Kringle Radio Network.